Well, my big concerns are that it's one of too few. If there was a whole network of them around the region, including Essex and other parts of the country other than Kent, I think it could operate in that way, it could be successful. But what they seem to have done, they seem to have concentrated them all in Kent, and that's going to put intolerable pressure on our infrastructure, it's going to put tolerable pressure on our residents, and it's going to also impact things like air quality. So the way that the plans are at the moment, it's very difficult to support them, and I think we're making that point to ministers very strongly.
Now, lots of people know that Dartford can be a very congested area already.
I've just told the whole county council that we don't need Brexit in order to congest. Congestion is part of our daily life already. We're on a hair trigger, and quite frankly, anything that's done which increases the amount of traffic, even by a small amount, is going to have a big impact on us. So it's my job to make those points, and as I say, I'm not trying to stand in the way of delivering a good Brexit. We're very much into helping the national interest. Dartford was a leave town when we voted, and so we want to deliver Brexit. But the fact is, there need to be more of these custom stations. You cannot rely on too few of them, and you cannot have them all in one county.
And it does, you underline this point about climate change and the environmental and pollution impact. That's up on the political agenda, isn't it?
Well, it's not great, is it, if we actually are trying to portray ourselves, and particularly the area of Ebbsfleet with the Garden City, as being one of those areas where you can live, work and play in great environmental surroundings, and then suddenly, because there's some need, we say, well, it's okay to park a load of refrigerated vans on 24-hour days with their engines running. You know, it's not the greatest signal to send out. But I make the point again, it's about sharing the load. If the country's going to get behind this scenario, then we do need to make sure there's enough of them. And if there were more of these stations around the area, then I think, frankly, Ebbsfleet could perhaps play its part if we could be convinced about the operational standards and what they're going to do there. But the way it is at the moment, it just seems to me there's going to be far too many lorries there.